Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Chief Engineer, Washington Roebling, The Man Who Built the Brooklyn Bridge, by Erica Wagner, narrated by Joanna Perrin. Faith is the peerless bridge, supporting what we see, unto the scene that we do not, too slender for the eye. It bears the soul as bold, as it were rocked in steel, with arms of steel at either side, it joins behind the veil. To what, could we presume, the bridge would cease to be, to our far vacillating feet, a first necessity? Emily Dickinson. Foreword. In the archives of Rutgers University is a photograph of two gray-haired gentlemen. They are sitting in a grand room filled with fine furniture, and there are oil paintings on the wall. The clean-shaven gentleman is sitting beneath a large portrait of the man who wears a beard. Easy enough to guess it was taken in the elegant home of the latter, Washington Augustus Roebling. He was 73 when this picture was taken in 1910. A man who appears ready to retire from active life, though as it happened, this was not the case at all. He had been trained as an engineer to follow in his famous father's footsteps. He had fought with the Union Army all the long, bloody years of the Civil War. At the end of that war, he had found himself a clever and handsome wife. When the fighting was over and the reconstruction of the country had begun, he and his father together had set out to aid that rebuilding in the most practical and yet metaphorical way possible, by building bridges. That father, John Augustus Roebling, had bridged Niagara.